The name of my story this morning is Easter's April Fools. Ends with a question mark. Oh, no, said the Sunday school. Oh, no, I forgot the poster that we have been working on for the whole season of Lent. I left it at home. How could I do that? And all the children said, oh, no. When you say, oh, no, you put the palm of your hand at your forehead. Oh, no. Yes. And then Elizabeth asked, April Fool? And the Sunday school teacher said, no, I really forgot it. I know, said Barabbas. We can ask Uncle Floyd to run to your barn and get it. So the Sunday school teacher gave a call to Uncle Floyd, and sure enough, moments later, there was a knock on the closet door, and out came Uncle Floyd, looking rather dapper. And he brought the poster, and he put it right there on the easel. Oh, said Running Chairs, I see the good deed that I drew on the paper from the activity sheet the other week. Yes, my mommy always tells me to be kind to everyone you meet. And it was my kind deed. And the Sunday school teacher said, yes, your mother is correct. We should always be kind to others. Obadiah spoke up, and he said, I wish Jesus didn't have to die on the cross like that on Good Friday. Why do they call it Good Friday? It seems like a bad Friday. That's a very reasonable question, said the Sunday school teacher. The only answer I know is that it's a very good thing what Jesus did. You see, none of us know the way to heaven, but Jesus died and rose again to lead us to there. And that is a good thing. Maybe it's easier to understand if you were there when it happened, said Gator. Well, let me tell you, the answer to that is no. It was hard to believe if you were there when it happened. And she explained how the first time the disciples and the women who loved Jesus actually saw Jesus alive again, they did not believe it could be true. They said, is this some kind of a terrible April Fool's joke? We saw him die on the cross. How can he be alive? But it was true, and it is not an April Fool joke, because Jesus talked with his disciples, and that time when he came out of the grave and was alive on Easter morning, and before he ascended into heaven to live with God, he walked and talked and ate with his disciples. He even cooked a meal for his disciples. And they saw that he was definitely alive, and they were eyewitnesses, and they wrote it down so that we could believe it too. So every Easter we say, Christ is risen, because we do believe it is not an April Fool joke. Christ is risen from the dead, and you can say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's try that again. Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. That was good.